Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we got those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, 90 Day Fiancé, Love in Paradise, Season 3 Recap, Episode 5. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Are you starting to like this show a lot more now?
No.
Well, what's wrong?
It seems just very scripted. It's just not believable that these couples are real in some cases. There's like one couple where I'm like, I'm buying it. But just seems like a lot of scripted, fake drama. That's why I don't
let
like it.
Lydia and Scott, mess you up in this one. I'm just going to go through the whole alphabet on this one. Let them mess you up.
I'm not focused on Lydia and Ascot. I'm thinking about Juan and Jessica. You got this Jordan Everton situation. And then, of course, Anna and Matthew, which to me, that could be a potentially real couple. But what fascinates me about this show is that, let's say this is real. Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me you met somebody, however you met them, and y'all are communicating through apps and translator apps for months. Like, I just don't have that patience. Like, maybe a week or two I'd be getting. After a while, I'm like, this is bullshit. I don't have the time. So I just don't understand how for months y'all are communicating through an app and then you meet in person. I just find it. And then the drama that they're trying to spark up on purpose. It's just dumb.
Well, I mean, you know, love works in mysterious ways. Let's not act like it doesn't.
Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. I'm saying. Okay, love works in mysterious ways. You're right.
Well, you know, let's start on a positive note. Jesus Christ, since you decided to want to come in here on Negative Nancy. And let's start off with the new couple that we're introduced to this time around, Matthew and Anna, right? Now, Anna is an English teacher who takes boxing for exercising and to kick ass.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu, to be exact, because she wants to kick some ass. And so I was, you know, when she came on, at first I was shocked. I'm like, another couple? I thought we were good. So when she comes on, I'm like, all right. And then she made the comment that, you know, most of the guys I date are really fit, da-da-da. And then I met so-and-so and maybe opposites attract. I'm like, is this going to be another storyline of some, you know, morbidly obese guy and this fit, you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu person? So then they take it to Matthew and I'm like, okay, I kind of dig Matthew. He's a little quirky in his personality. He's what, 36 out of great state of Texas. Great state of Texas. We are great in some things.
It's the country of Texas.
It's the great country of Texas, as long as you're probably not like a woman. Texas could be awesome, but
facts.
Yeah. So I'm watching Matthew and he's I guess he works in criminal justice, but also is a social media content creator. And I'm watching the stuff that he does on his content. I'm like, okay, I get it. You're on this show to build followers, and all that. Good for you. But listening to their story, I'm like, maybe this could be a real valid. We met through his broadcast, she hit him up in the DMs or he hit her up in the DMs. And 4 months later, he went to Brazil and met her. Yeah. I was like, that makes sense to me.
You know,
and
I like
English, which I'm like, you don't have to do a translation app. But
she better. I mean, she's an English teacher. She better speak English. you totally went to his content creator position. And totally ignore the fact that he works in criminal justice. Have no idea what that means, because he didn't elaborate. Yeah,
he worked. I did say it like he works in criminal justice, but I don't know what he does, and I'm probably sure he can't publicize a whole lot of what he does.
Yes, exactly.
In criminal justice, so he gets a pass on that. But you know, they met in person after 4 months, and they've been together a year. He's been up there twice, and the first time he went up there for a week. And I was like, wow, that's a romantic story. Second time he goes up, he's like, she's the one. He proposes. And I thought the proposal
was nice. That was the first time. Okay, so they talked for 4 months before meeting. Then they spent that week together, and that's when he knew she was the one. Then he went back 5 months later and proposed to her.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. So he went back and proposed. I guess the devil's in the details with you. So his first trip, they had a good time.
Don't take your work stuff out on me, homie.
He makes another trip. However long it was, he makes a second trip and then proposes to her. And the proposal was nice. And so now I'm like, okay, what's the drama? And I was thinking it was going to be a big deal of a drama. The drama is that it's going to take longer for her to get a visa to come to the U.S. And I'm just like, that's really minor. She can still visit. She just can't live here. Why can't y'all do that? But whatever. I still thought they were a cute couple.
The interesting thing is they've only spent 14 days together this entire time, right? That they've known each other. It's almost a year, only 14 days out of that time. Because, and then now he's about to go back down and spend some time. Well, he gets to really see her in a different element, her element, at Carnival, right? And yeah, we also find that he's pretty jealous.
Yeah, I'm laughing to myself because when you said they've only spent 14 days together, I'm like, well, apparently love works in mysterious ways. I mean, who knows?
Well, so, he knew after a week, so he knew after 7. He knew half that time he knew.
Yeah, so, and it's funny, I even made that note that they've only spent 14 days together before he proposed, ? So you and I are like this as usual. So, yeah, so he gets to go to Carnival, and I'm jealous because I've never been to Carnival. I would love to be able to experience that. And he was talking with his friend in the car.
I love to hear Americans say that. Say that word again.
Carnival? Or that word again. What'd you want me to say?
You already said it, Carnival, but go ahead.
Okay. Don't they pronounce it Carnival, not just Carnival? I thought Brazil is Carnival. Here, there's a carnival going on, you know, out in the field somewhere with rides. It's Carnival. But Carnival, I thought, was Brazil. In the comments, anyone listening, let me know if I'm wrong on that.
Terrell's in a fight with me today, in case you haven't noticed. So I'm going to irritate the crap out of him all night. Just so you know, I'm going to irritate him all night because he's in a very feisty mood right now. Really.
Bring it.
Continue.
So when he was talking to his friend in the car about the guy when he was there and he was talking to her, and she's like, hey, don't worry about it. You know, he's gay, which I'm just thinking that really wasn't the point. The fact that he's gay. He was
right.
Comfortable with the fact that this person is talking
anybody.
To you. Yeah, it's just, you know. But he was like, you know, if this was back, you know, back home, I'd have definitely would took him outside and had some words. I'm like, Matthew, you need to slow that down. You're not, you don't look like you're going to take anybody outside and have words. Just
yeah, just that's relax. All he's going to have, words.
Yeah, just relax.
Well, the fact that he said he has an idea of what happened because he's been to Mardi Gras, I'm like, not exactly the same thing.
Not what I've heard. I mean, I agree with the assessment he was given that Carnival is like Mardi Gras on steroids. But I would love to just be able to experience the whole thing. And it's just beautiful people. Because his friend was worried about all the good looking guys. I'm thinking about, what about all the beautiful women that you're going to see at Carnival? How are you going to keep your eyes focused on Ama and not on every other thing that's right around you?
That man is in love. So they're not worried about him looking at anybody else. They're more worried about all the guys hitting on her. Which is what he's really worried about, because he's more worried about his jealousy, right? He's worried about Matthew's jealousy, and that's why he brought that up. Matthew's already shown the jealous side towards a gay man dancing with his woman, who he's known and met and only seen in person for 14 days. So imagine what it's going to be like at... It's going to be tenfold, or what do you say, on steroids.
Well, but I just wonder, how can you be jealous? You're dating a beautiful woman who lives in Brazil. I mean, and it's for long distance.
Yeah.
You got to put that jealousy down if you're going to be in this type of long distance relationship. I just don't get that.
Long distance relationships are not for the jealous at all, or the weak hearted at all. I mean, it's one of those things why a lot of people don't do it, can't do it, and just like, nah, never happened. Right. So that's one thing that irks me about him is his jealousy. But, you know, he's going to have to work on that. He's dealing with a beautiful woman. Even when he brings her to the States, he's going to have to work on that because she is going to get hit on regardless, right? But There's one more thing that irked me about Matthew, too. When he's packing, what does he do with his suitcase? He throws it on the bed.
Jesus. You leave Matthew alone. I put my suitcase on the bed when I pack. No one is here to tell me otherwise. It's my house. Do what I want. Matthew is in his house. He can do what he wants. If he ever comes to visit you in Atlanta, he will not put his suitcase on the bed. I still would just to piss you off. And I put it on your bed.
That'll never happen. Yeah, you want to see a real rumble in the jungle?
Wait, you got to fight me with my outside clothes on, or do I got to change before we fight? Is that what it is?
Before we move to the next couple, I want to put this out just so you know, because I know you want a peace of mind on this. Yes, you pronounced it perfectly, and Liz says carnival, right?
Thank you, Liz. I know
when you're slightly agitated. So what do I do as a friend, rather than try to comfort you, is to irritate you even more. That's what I do.
Just to poke the bear. That's totally fine. Damn
right.
Now, do you think that Matthew's jealousy is because maybe he's not used to getting someone as attractive as Anna?
Yes.
Indeed. And the fact that he has that's the jealous. Maybe he's not normally a jealous person, but sometimes when you get, you know, you could have a Ford Festiva that gets you around and you're fine with it and people can lean on it. But then you get that first Benz or Audi or whatever luxury car. And you're very particular. So maybe she is his luxury car. Not to say that she's a car, but you get my point.
Okay. Here you go again, comparing women to cars. But just like you did last week. But
did I do that last week?
Yeah, it sure did. The thing about this is, too, that could be part of it. But I also think it could be part of what he's gone through. He looks like he's been bullied a couple times. Okay? So... God damn it. I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm going to stand up for my woman. She has to know I'm a man.
He's up talking in third person like George Costanza. Matthew's getting upset.
So I think that had part to play in it as well. Like I've got to show this beautiful woman that I am a man and I can defend her. So,
but she'll probably defend herself because... She could probably handle some of those dudes, but
yeah,
who knows? Kudos for him. I'm curious to see how their story turns out compared to everybody else. I'm more interested in their story than any of these other people.
I think that's just because it's new, and that's why. But next week looks like it's going to be interesting with these two. But what about these two right here, Juan and Jessica? Now, Juan is building apartments so he can, you know, rent them out and, you know, have some passive income since Jessica wants him to, you know, give up the cruise life, obviously, because he's cruising for other people. So get that pun on words.
I did.
So she goes to look at the apartments and I like how she's so excited at first. Hey, you're going to get to see mommy's other home. Then you walk and you're like...
We're going back to Cattle Town because this is just not going to work.
We're going back to Shitville.
Yeah. So the idea of him to build these apartments to be able to make money because he's not going to be able to work when he comes to Wyoming. I'm like, okay, that's smart. Yes. I think it's a smart move. But for her to be that frustrated about the little progression, it's Columbia. It's not like the U.S. where you can just all of a sudden have an apartment up in 4 months. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Columbia, and maybe
there's a bad joke in there somewhere.
I'm just saying that you don't know the situation where you just can't assume that why is this not done yet?
Yes.
You know, because you got to get materials, you got to have workers, all these different things. And then if he's out on the cruise ship, who's making sure that the house is getting done?
Right. That part right there.
Right. He's out on the boat. So even if the worker's like, yeah, Mr. Juan, not today. We have COVID. He can't do anything about it. He's on the boat.
Right.
So what do you want him to do? But I thought their conversation was... and also he's doing a lot of this stuff himself too. So obviously if he's on the boat, he can't come back and do it.
And he's gone for months at a time. You're right. So
exactly. And then when he's back, he's tired. You know, you're out there flirting with all those women on the boat, getting your holler on. That takes up energy. adds a whole new level to sea legs, you know what I mean? So he's tired. But he made the comment that, look, if you want me to have people here 24 hours, that's going to cost money. If it's not done in time, then I'm just going to get another contract and go back on the boat. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, what?
Yeah. She's like, no, what we're not going to do is that. Because, and you kind of understand why. Because he's going for quite a bit of time this next time, right? And what he's going to do is, the baby's coming in 7 months. Because she's 2 months pregnant right now, right? So baby's mm-hmm. doing 7 months. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is he going to be there when the baby's born? Or he's not going to be able to be there when the baby's born?
If he goes back on the boat, he's not going to be able to be there.
Yeah, but I thought she said before that he wasn't even going to be there for the birth. Because we talked about this. Yes, that's exactly what it is. He wasn't going to be able to be there because he wouldn't be able to get to the States in time regardless. So, therefore, if he's not going to be there for the birth of the baby, what's wrong with him going back on the boat to make some more money so they have the passive income coming? But she's making the point. He's got to be there to take care of his child and my little boys who are, no channel says, put them little boys to work. Let them help build the house.
Mr. Dry Cereal, he's not working. But her issue, I don't think it's that. It's mm-hmm. she doesn't want him on the boat because of trust.
Oh, yeah.
Because he broke the trust because he cheated. Which, can we talk about that for a second?
Yes, please.
Thank you. So apparently he cheats and this girl calls her. Mm-hmm. Help me understand how that happens. Is his phone out? Like, is he out there talking to girls? Yeah, I got a beautiful girlfriend in Wyoming. We're having a baby. Da, da, da. Why don't you come back to my place? Let's talk more about it. And like, he's giving this person all this information where she can easily find this girl or go through his phone and call her. I just think that's weird. It's like, how do these people?
Women are resilient. They're good. Great.
But I mean, they're only good if he tells her details. Her name is this. And her name is Jessica. She lives in Wyoming. And if you look through my contacts, you can see her as my baby.
Okay, let's be real. Women are the best detectives. You know, they say Batman, when it comes to superheroes, is the best detective. Who is Batman? Bruce Wayne. It's really Caitlin Wayne.
I just find it suspect that how these people get these people's numbers.
It's easy. Social media. He's got pictures with her. They look, they find this woman. They know how to, it's really easy. You know, you've I don't want to say stalked, but you've looked at people on social media before, on the interweb.
I'm a recruiter. That's research. That's called sourcing. That's work.
So you know.
It's different. It's different. But
you're looking for employees. You think a woman looking for revenge is not going to find it faster than you?
Well, but here's my thought. If he's flirting with women on a boat that want to hook up, they don't care about your life back home. Why would they like try to find him? Well, I'm going to call her and be like, you know, he slept with me. Like, they don't care. They had fun. That's all it was. Now, if he's actively pursuing relationships with somebody and trying to have like a dual relationship with someone in Colombia and this girl in Wyoming, well, that's a total different scenario. But if a girl is going, if anybody, man or woman, you're going on a cruise ship, it's like Vegas, what happens here stays here. You're not going to like try to look up the person and call and ruin their relationship. I just think it's weird.
People do weird things. I mean, I'm not putting it past anybody. That's the one thing.
Love.
I'll say is
that, love.
Well, love. Just love all good fling.
Yeah. Well, so Jessica's like talking about, you know, I'm going to freak out if he doesn't have this stuff done and he can't be there for the baby. I'm like, well, freak out or not, you're still pregnant. Like, what are you going to do? What's freaking out going to do? Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with these two, man. I think, big thing is going to be on him going back in that cruise, because he's going to have to. There's no way that those apartments get done in time. It's supposed to be 7, 2 are done, and 5 is still left. And there's a big gaping hole in another one. So there's a lot to be done, and it's obviously going to take a lot. And here's the thing I don't think she's considering. It's more expensive to build there than it is in the States, because in the States the houses are made of paper mache, you know, and in the Caribbean and in South America they're going to be built out of brick, So, and as you can see with him, those walls are solid. They're not the paper mache that we have in these houses right now. So
maybe, but she's still pregnant. She's still having this baby, whether he's there or not, whether he's on the ship or not. She having a little Juanito. That's happening.
Jazzo says the side piece probably went through his phone. You know, and that could be it. He fell asleep. It can happen.
But a side piece is like someone that you're dating on the side. If he just hooked up with a woman on the boat, that's not a side piece.
Depends. How long was she on the boat?
The cruises are like a week.
You never know how good these things can be, man.
Love is a mysterious thing.
Love is a mysterious thing. Our next couple, Jordan and Everton, who are in Jamaica, although Everton lives in Grand Cayman, right? When we see them again, Jordan is still processing a lot with Everton, including that phone call that she received. And you can see the tension is there, right? And you can tell that he knows there's tension there because he's just trying to be like, well, you like this? Do you like the view? Because you know when a woman is pissed, you just don't know exactly why. She's just like, so how's the weather? You like the sun?
I call BS on Jordan. I think this whole thing is scripted and fake because the way that she's trying to hold back her anger and just the way she's looking at him, I'm like, you are either crazy or you're acting. Mm-hmm. So I just don't buy it. Okay. Sorry, Kimberly Williams. We'll say ship. I won't say boat anymore. My fault. Been drinking. Give a brother a pass.
You literally stopped mid-sentence to go and
I did because it just caught me off guard. I'm like, I'm
sorry.
Told
y'all he's a little chippy today. He's had a long day. He's got a long week.
No, it's all good. But I feel like her energy just seems fake. But if she's really that man, she's kind of crazy. And so as they're driving back, she's like asking him, so am I still gonna meet your mom? He's like, well, yeah, she's excited to meet you, and da da da. She's okay, good. What about the boys? I was like, and there it is. Mm-hmm. You don't want her to meet your kids. Big red flag on top of all the other red flags. Big red flag.
But this is her knowing there's an issue, right? And without just coming right out and saying it, what she's doing is then just going, let me just fish for this, see if he's gonna, let me see how much information I can get. And that's why she's like, well, we're gonna meet your mom, we're gonna do this. She knows her attitude is there. He's reading that energy. He can feel the energy. He's a little nervous in this space. And so she's just poking the bear. She's going along.
Yeah, the whole thing to me just seems staged and fake. So then they get to the hotel room. He has flowers. He has champagne. And she's like, oh, thank you. This is mine. And so then they go to dinner, and she confronts him, and she plays the voicemail. Did that voicemail not seem fake to you? I'm just saying. I feel like that was one of the producers with a crappy island accent. Not buying it, but you got to give Everton credit. He's like, what? Wow. Okay, look, that was a fling. She's crazy. There's no feelings. I love you. Here. And so I was waiting to see what her comeback was going to be. And it was like, look, we have a plan and we have this business. You can't keep keeping stuff from me. I'm like, are you serious? You're still going to move forward with this whole thing. So I think she's locked in regardless.
She's also keeping a secret too.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. See, everybody's forgetting this part about her, right? Is that so? Here's the thing about him. Everton does what he's supposed to do, which is he doesn't deny the allegations. He's like, look, here's what happened. It was a fling. It meant nothing. It was strictly physical. I was bored, blah, 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 all this other stuff, right? She forgives him. And tells him, all right, don't ever keep a secret from me again. Forgetting that she has a secret she has yet to tell him.
Good point. I forgot all about the nudist thing.
And she, like No Challenge says here, she bought land, put it in his name, gave him power of attorney. There is no, oh, I'm walking away now. That money is gone.
Well, she didn't put it in his name, but she did give him power of attorney over the property. Mm-hmm. So you're right. She's too far invested to get out. But to your point, she has this internet lifestyle. But I'm also thinking they have internet in Grand Cayman, right?
Yes.
So out of 12 years, he's not Google stalked her, looked up anything. This is when being a recruiter would come in handy, because I'd have been like, hey, babe, can I ask you a couple questions? I was surfing the net the other day and I came across, click this. Can you talk about that?
Is it that easy to find if you're not diving into those sites? I'm sure it's all behind a paid wall.
I cannot confirm nor deny that it's that easy to find, but I'm just saying that
you can find
anything if you're looking for it.
And if he doesn't know to look for that, then that's why he wouldn't find it. You're right. If you know what to look for, but he knows what he's doing on the side and you know, while he's in Grand Cayman. And again, he's on a boat, not a ship. So, you know, he's got a lot of people on that boat, not a ship. So he's able to. I'm doing this for you.
you leave them alone. That's my friend.
I'm just kidding, Kimberly. But yeah, it's the fact that he's out doing this thing. And here's the thing about this. She forgives him easily, not only because she is hiding a secret from him as well, but he kind of tells her it's just physical. And the question becomes, is it okay and easier to forgive if it's more physical than an emotional cheating?
I think that's hilarious. That's what he said. Look, it was just physical. It was just a fling. And like, she's going to be like, oh, so it's not emotional? Oh, cool. Give me some bread. Let's have a nice dinner. Like, it's going to be okay. I don't know. I don't think it. I think at the end of the day, cheating's cheating. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's emotional or physical, you still did it. But the thing is, you did it to somebody who is financially investing in things and been supporting you.
Yes.
That's the biggest slap in the face.
That's the part, yes.
That's the biggest slap in the face to anybody, right? The fact that she's been helping you financially all these years, mm-hmm. and you still did her dirty.
Yep.
On national TV.
Yep. During COVID, definitely, she helped him out when he couldn't make money because, of course, tourism was down. Our last couple here. Valentine and Carlos. They go tuxedo shopping, and we find out that Valentine is going to be the first man that Carlos will introduce to his family.
First, let's talk about these tuxes. I'm not a fan of the baby blue and the yellow.
Why?
Just not a fan. Good for them. They wear whatever they want and whatever they feel good with. But I was looking at it. They had one tux that came out where I think Valentine, it was more of like a paisley print, and then Carlos, it was a dark, but the paisley was like on the like lapels of it. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a good mix up. But the baby blue and the yellow, I was just like,
it's for their personalities. And let's be honest, it kind of fits them. I mean, why not?
True. Mm-hmm. True. But I am curious to see how it's going to go with Valentine introducing the first person to all of his family.
Okay. So it's two different. This one, correct me if I'm wrong here. I think he is Valentine, because remember the other guy with the girl from Houston is Valentine. All based on an E.
I think you're right. If I look at my notes, I see.
What? Say that again. Louder, please.
If I look at my notes.
That's not the part I meant, but go ahead.
Yeah. But I'm curious to see how that's going to go, because it's really that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't had people I've dated that met all of my family.
Right.
And meeting all of my family, that is a big, big deal. I just don't bring everybody around. So curious to see how they're going to work that out.
So meeting the family. Okay. How much does family weigh? Because there are a lot of people that feel like if you meet the family, then, oh, that means we're getting really serious. Right. But it's not always a good thing, because meeting the family can be the end of the relationship almost immediately.
Right. You're the family, like, all right, what y'all think? Give me your feedback.
So sometimes with family, you don't even have to ask. Don't bring that mother back over here. We've all been there. Yeah.
You come back in the house, where's your trifling friend at? I mean, where's your girlfriend at?
Where's one of them hoe shorts?
Well, but I think there's a difference of meeting someone's parents compared to meeting all of the family.
Right.
You know, aunts, uncles, everybody, cousins, grandma, grandpa. Meeting the whole family, I think, is a big deal. Meeting the parents, meeting siblings, I think that's a level. But when someone brings you around their entire family, you know, that's kind of a big deal. So I'm curious to see how that's going to go. And then, of course, they reintroduced the whole Michelle drama. Yeah. And I think that's what's going to be the drama of these two. I can't wait to meet this Michelle person, see how she interacts with
you want to see Valentine. If she's hotter than Anna. That's what it is.
No, I just want to see, like, how does she interact around them? Because in the real world, if you knew that your close friend's partner has an issue with you, you'd handle it well. Mm. But this is 90 Day Fiancé, and it's TV, and it's drama. Mm. So I'm wondering what she's got to say.
Well, Valentine's issue with all this is the fact that, because Carlos keeps telling him, nothing happened! And he's like, yeah, but you emotionally cheated. And he even makes it a point, like, you know, it's not like you did it physically, but you emotionally cheated, right? And hey, this almost comes right up, piggybacks off of Jordan and Everton. Is it worse, this emotional cheating, than physical cheating? Because, you know, and guys feel like if a woman cheats with somebody else, it's like it's more emotional than opposed to physical, where the guys are just, well, you know, it just happened.
Well, if that's the case, I'm in trouble because I've been emotionally cheating with Halle Berry at least once a week. So, if that's what it is.
It's not dream cheating. It's emotional cheating.
It feels emotional to me. It feels real. It feels very real. But, you know, if nothing happened, to me it seems like Valentine's issue is that if Michelle wanted something to happen, Carlos would have been down.
Yeah.
The fact that Michelle didn't want anything to happen, maybe that's why Valentine's pissed.
So, okay, is that unrealistic, though? Like, do you think that all of a sudden she's going to be like, well, since he's with this black guy, I've changed my mind. Now I want him.
Now she's going to claim dibs?
Yeah.
You know what? I like Carlos now.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that she I see him happy about to get time. Married, now I actually want him, just to piss you off. I don't know. And their relationship is so volatile that I wonder if they got to blow up, because that's the other thing. If you're going to bring someone around your family, you don't want to bring someone in your family and have this huge fight.
Right.
In front of all your family.
And Carlos, Valentine is petty as hell. So he's going to say something when he gets... Only good thing is they wouldn't understand him anyway. But he doesn't want Michelle at the wedding. And he says... The deal we made is if I don't get a good, let me meet her first. If I don't get a good feeling that she can't come to the wedding. And Carlos is like, yeah, that's cool and all, but I already invited her, so she's coming.
Yeah, and then Carlos says, well, you know what? I don't want any of your friends to come. And Valentine's like, they already paid money. They bought tickets. They're coming. I'm like, y'all are just petty as shit.
Yes, it was a petty battle right there. And I'm sorry. There's not much I agree with Valentine on. But this one I have to agree on. If we made this deal that I meet her and then you decide, and then I decide it's fine or not fine, that's how we decide whether she comes to the wedding or not. But you've already invited her. That's a violation of our trust and an agreement we already had. But this is nothing new for these two because they keep breaking up and getting back together anyway.
Okay, but violation of our trust... Valentine's in California. Carlos is in Colombia.
Yeah.
So how do you know what's going on when you're not there? Like, you can't have that much of a trust issue in a long distance relationship. You just got to be like, you know what? I'm just going to trust that everything is going well. When I'm there, I'm going to focus on having a good time. I'm not going to worry about all these other people I might see in social media pictures, because you can't. There's nothing you can do about it
from
California. So let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
In case you missed it earlier, just want to make sure you hear it again from Liz, that your pronunciation was perfect. So, you know, me digging at you, you're safe from that this time.
This is why Liz is dope. She's in one of my categories of listeners who are just dope as shit. Liz is now in there. Thank you, Liz. Anytime any of y'all say I do something right that proves Gianni wrong, you're my list. You're my
wasn't wrong. I really wasn't wrong. I'm just gonna pick at you because you're pretty irritated today. So I'm gonna do that. That's what I do. Sock Monkey says it can take up to 2 years for Juan to get the K-1 visa, so he might as well keep making money on the cruises. Exactly. Yeah. Might as well, because you know what's gonna happen. She's not gonna be able to support all five of them together.
No, she's not. But I bet even if they're broke, they're still gonna have a lot of stake, mm-hmm. and that's a win. That's positive. You know, we're broke. We got 2.5 kids, but we're still having stake because we live in cattle country. So it's not bad. But I think they're right that if Juan's not gonna be able to work, it doesn't matter. Now, if he gets this apartment up and starts generating revenue to where mm-hmm. he can go to Wyoming and he has revenue coming in, but here's the problem: you're renting an apartment. You're gonna have to go back and fix some stuff.
Yes,
things are gonna happen. You're gonna have to go back. So, do you have the money to travel from Wyoming back to where's he at? Columbia. Mm-hmm.
Well, the issue, and this is the only reason she doesn't want him on the cruises. I mean, I get it with the baby. You're going to want some help with them two bad little boys she's already got. She's definitely going to need some help. But it's the whole cheating and insecurities with him being on the cruise. And that's the issue. So, you know, we'll see how this one plans out. We know next week is going to be an interesting episode just based on the fact that Matthew is in Brazil and the fun begins. And he realizes, wait a minute, this... What did they have, like an 8-year age difference? Is like, whoo, it's bigger than I thought.
Yeah, because he's 36. I was about 9 years. She's 27. Uh-huh. He's 36.
And is she 27? I thought she was 28.
No, 27.
No, she is 27. Could be. Yeah.
Okay, so 27.
Yeah, she's 27, yeah. So it's 9 years, yeah.
I was right. Okay. Just want to make sure we caught that too. So what? 9-year age gap. I thought I was right. So 9 years age
she's
gap.
About to be 28, so.
But...
She'll be 28 in a month or so.
And then he's going to be 37. And then what's the age difference? 9 years. So, but I could totally see that because remember back in our mid-30s, you know, you can't turn up like you did in your 20s. You can still do it, but you're just not as into it. And so is she a party girl? And maybe she's not. It's Carnival. Everybody's partying. The whole city just goes nuts. The whole country goes crazy. Even here, there's Carnival Festival here in Austin. Mm-hmm. That's not the same. But people go nuts for it. It's not the same. But people go nuts for it. But I'm wondering, is he going to want to party for like 4 days straight? Probably not.
No, he's not going to make it. This is going to be a great shit show. We get to see some drama from them really early. Looking forward to this, man. So, and you know, so good news coming out of this, too. And we'll announce it on Wednesday during the Married at First Sight a recap. So, because Terrell has decided he wants to do another show. Way to go.
At least let me pick my fate, because the stuff you're giving me, this is painful.
Good.
So at least the show that I'm recommending to me doesn't seem as scripted. It's still a little scripted because it's reality TV, but it doesn't seem as bad as this. So at least I get to say, hey, I put this idea out. Let's just try it.
Just wait.
Oh, I get it, but at least I can make fun of your frat brothers on this show. You're gonna try to make fun of my frat brothers on this show.
Don't give away too much. We'll talk about it Wednesday night.
Be sure everybody that's in, be sure to like, you know, like the video. We appreciate everybody jumping in last minute on a what is today? Tuesday night. Goodness, man, it's only Tuesday. My head is just gone.
I told y'all it's been a long week for him, man. I tell you what. Pray for Terrell. Just pray for Terrell. It's been a long week already. It's been a long month for him this week.
A long month this week.
Hey, I'm Gianni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Gianni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
And then you can tell him how wrong he was too. Please, go ahead, do that.